as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Continue the blessings and dangers of honor and dishonor. Amen. Everyone say the blessings and dangers of honor and dishonor. That means that for you to honor and to dishonor, there are dangers involved and there are blessings. The blessings goes for those who honor, and the dangers go for those who do not honor. And over here we are looking at how to honor fathers. How to honor fathers. And we started last 2 weeks, far away before the convention, how to honor fathers. We trying to look at, it's important to honor your parents. As young people, we need this message. Because I told you last 2 weeks that a lot of people are dying early in life because of dishonor. A lot of people are dying early because of dishonor. A lot of people are dying early because they don't honor God. They don't honor their fathers, their biological fathers, their biological mothers, their spiritual fathers. A lot of people are dying very early. That is why we see a lot of obituaries. Because you see, there is an error in the earth now, and that error is the error of dishonor. That we are dishonoring elders, dishonoring adults, dishonoring. Now it is rare to find a young person get up in a car for an old person to be seated. Like it is odd. It is unacceptable. It is not a good thing that an elderly person is coming with some things, and then you see a young person will run and go and then take the things and say, mommy, finjao, where are you going to? Like, it is unacceptable. But you see, we used to be in a society where we were trained with honor and dishonor, where we were trained to honor people, we were trained to honor our elders, that you cannot sit in a car whilst your elder is standing, you cannot walk bypass an elder, you know exactly where he's heading towards, you know that this is Auntie Mansa who lives down the street, and Auntie Mansa is carrying something, and you are holding your football without leaving your football to carry the thing to go and escort Auntie Mansa. But now it is a strange thing, and that is why now the blessings of the Lord has been cut out of the earth. Many people are living under curses. Many people are living under curses because we dishonor fathers. Now we don't listen to our spiritual fathers anymore. When your spiritual father says do this, you want to do your own thing. And there are consequences. Today I was reading from somewhere Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1. Look at it quickly. It said, my son, forget not my law. Say, forget not my law. In other words, forget not my instructions. You see, sometimes that when you are growing, you get to the place where you think that you know better than your father. Like they are a kick. When you dress and you are leaving home and they tell you that, Charlie, what are you wearing? You are like, oh, we are no more living in your days. You see, we get to the place that, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. Why? Why is he saying that? That children must obey their fathers. Obey your spiritual father. It's like when you grow small, you think you know better than your spiritual father. Look at verse 2. He said what? Is that for length of days? Say length of days. So when I was reading this one, I thought, you see what I'm talking about? Length of days. People are dying. die very early. He said, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Listening to my words will make you live long. You won't die before your time. Listening to your father at home will make you live long without dying early. Taking the advice of your parents, counsel of, and when I say parents, not just your biological. There are people who raised you. There are people who took care of you. There are elders around you who advises you. You have a pastor, a spiritual father. He says that the reason why you must not forget the counsel of your pastor, the counsel of your father, is because length of days and long life, that means longevity, for you to live. That is why if you see what the show, most of it is because we are working under curses. Dishonorable generation. A generation where we cannot get up for our fathers to sit. A generation where we cannot help our old mothers to carry load. A generation where by the time their father is talking, their son too is talking. A generation where you can fight with your mother and exchange words. Your mother curses you, you too, you curse her. A generation where we don't respect anything. Now, it is very, very odd for you to be talking to your parents and you put your hand at your back. It is odd. But you see, those days, it wasn't just parents. Even when I'm talking to my coach, we were taught to put our hands at our back when we are talking to our coach, not just our parents. Our teachers, that is the kind of generation that we have left. We are now in a generation where talking to your pastor and putting your hands at your back looks like oppression. It looks like your pastor is a baby papa. Talking to your pastor and getting up looks like some way. But you see, this is honor. Say honor. He says that for length of days and longevity of life and peace, say peace. A lot of people are walking in troubles. From one trouble to another trouble to another trouble, just because they did not listen to the counsel of a father. May the Lord spare us. Oh, I said, may the Lord spare us. He said, because of this, he said that shall they add it unto thee. Oh, amen. This morning, when I was reading, I was like, you see, the Bible is so true. The Bible is so true. Say honor. Say dishonor. You see, when, go to chapter 1. I saw something in chapter 1 and I was like, oh God. Go to chapter 1, verse 25. Go to verse 25, chapter 1, Proverbs 1:25. We are looking at honor and dishonor. Why people are dying early? Because they don't honor fathers and mothers. We think we are of age. We think all of a sudden we think we know better than the pastor talking, than the father speaking, than the mother speaking. That since you neglected all my counsel and did not accept my correction. Come on, are you seeing that? So you see, this is a generation of people who do not take advice. A generation of people, and you see, and listen, you cannot run away from the consequences. So anybody who refuses to listen to the counsel of his pastor, he will live to suffer it. I'm telling you, anybody who refuses the counsel of parents, he will grow to face exactly what they told him. It is a spiritual law. Say that because you have neglected all my counsel and did not accept my correction, what will happen? Say that I, in turn, will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. Say mercy. This is God speaking, you know. This is God. God himself says, we have neglected his advice as a father for us. Our father who art in heaven. When you ignore, as a Christian, you decide to put the word of God under your feet. He says that then, I intend. That is why of late I've decided to also do what God did. I intend will laugh at your calamity. When I see you in trouble, I will laugh. Hey, where are you? I tell you, it's not because I'm wicked, but just I look like God too much. That's why I'm laughing. I look like God. Because God says that I in turn will laugh at your calamity and I will mock when terror strikes you.
That means that terror and calamity is waiting for anybody who has no regard for fatherhood and for motherhood. Somebody who has no regard for advice. And I pray that we will not be like the people of the world, who have no respect for our mothers, no respect for our fathers, no respect for men of God, for adults out there. We have no respect for them. Say wisdom. This is the reason why people are suffering. I'm telling you the secret. The reason why no money comes into there. People are becoming poor because we have been subjected to a devil of poverty through the transference of dishonor. We dishonor people and demons enter into our lives. But I pray that you and I will be a different generation from today. I said we'll have a change of heart. We'll have a change of spirit. He said, I will mock you when terror strikes you. And what? Verse 27. When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a wild wind, when trouble and stress overcome you. Say trouble and stress. It comes like a storm. At once. Like a wild wind. At once. When you least expect it to hit you, pass, it's like tsunami. See that you are walking, think fresh girl, you know, handsome boy. When they advise you, you don't listen. You are doing what you want. And it's all of a sudden, bam, you are in a certain trouble. And you don't know how to find your feet. What is happening to you is Proverbs chapter 1, the verse number 26. The problem is that you don't know the word of God. That is why you don't know. And you think you'll be praying, oh God, oh God. And God will be sitting in heaven. Ha, 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 ha. Because of that, I will laugh at you. He said, some of these things, it looks strange. In fact, I've seen a father who was laughing at a son in trouble. I saw some practical. The father was laughing. Because the son was saying, and I remember the scripture. That he said that because you have not taken my advice, I will laugh at you when you are in trouble. Verse 28. He said, then they will call me, but I won't answer. Say, I won't answer. Say, I won't answer. Why? Because they neglected my pastoral advice. They neglected my fatherhood counsel. They neglected my words was equated to or was compared to nonsensical. My words didn't carry water. My words were just like rubbish. They didn't regard my words. It says that because of that, when they call me in time of their trouble, I, the Lord, will not answer. 29. Because they hated knowledge and didn't choose to fear the Lord. But there is a blessing for those who honor the Lord. He says that, attend to my words, my son, for length of days, longevity, long life. That means that those days when they used to live 80, 100, 200, see, those days were as a result of an attitude called honor. We are living in our days where equality, equal right. You pay 5 cedis, I paid 5 cedis. Whether I'm young or I'm old, I'm not standing, I'm sitting. You are an old man. You to wait for the next car. Why did you join this car? This honorable group of children. We don't have regard for adults. We can't carry anybody's bag because she's an old woman. We can't do it anymore. We're in 21st century. Because of that, God bless you as son. All that we receive is curses. We are living in a generation where when you send a child and you don't give him money, he feels like you have not appreciated him. You see, we don't regard God bless you anymore. We want money. God bless you, Nyebedi. We want money. Everything must go in exchange for money. That's the generation in which we are. Say mercy. Come on, say mercy. So we started looking at the blessing and the dangers of honor. And we were journeying from Ephesians 6:1. Says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And we are saying that, you see, parents is not just biological. That's not what we are saying. Anybody who is a father, like your pastor, anybody who is a father, like someone who adopted you and took care of you, or someone who helped you in any aspect of your life, who raised you, is a father, is a mother, and you have to honor that person. He says that, for this is the first commandment with a promise. He said, for this is right. It's the first, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on this earth. Can I have an amen? Oh, can I have an amen? And we said, to honor means to value, to respect, to hold in high esteem, to cherish, to revere, to value, to uphold.
And God is a God who wants things to be done in order. And he wants us to honor children, should honor adults. In Exodus 20:12, he repeated it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. He kept repeating it, else you would die early. He kept repeating it. He said, so your days will be long. So your days will be long. Never forget what I'm talking to you about. Because I don't understand why God repeated this so many times. He says, so your days may be long. So your days may be long. So you will live long. So you will live long. Honor, so you will live long. Respect, so you will live long. Accept counsel, accept correction, so you will live long. The mistakes that are killing people, you will not be a victim of those mistakes. I said you will not be a victim of those mistakes. A lot of husbands that are beating their wives, and we hear problems with maybe insanity. A woman has had whatever and has been rushed. It is all because women chose to marry men at the expense of advice. You see the person, you say, no, this one, don't go there. And then the woman say, I'm in love. You warn your son against a certain lady, and your son say, I'm in love. And they always end up psychiatric hospital, prison, because of wrong parent. Say that so that you will live long. Tell somebody that listen to the advice of your father. Come on, tell someone, listen to the advice of your elders, especially your pastor. Listen, counsel. Say wisdom. Come on, say wisdom. Say wisdom. Very important. He says that for if you listen to wisdom, it will deliver you from the adulterous woman. Wisdom has the power to save you. You see, you will never blindly enter into a wrong relationship. Wisdom. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety, there is protection. You hardly make a mistake if you have counselors around you. That's what the Bible says. It's like commit yourself to wisdom, because it will deliver you from the adulteress, to the strange woman, the one who lures you. Some of you are following some strange guys with tattoos and with earrings. Your mother keeps warning you, your father keeps telling you, chale, abrantie, they keep warning you. As for you, you say you like Michael Jackson. Then tomorrow, when he has proven to be a fool, and he has proven to be a womanizer, and he has driven you out of the house and kicked your children together with you, and he has gone in for another woman, then you are at a prayer camp. Oh God, change my situation. Oh God, change my situation. God says that because you rejected counsel, I, the Lord, will not hear you. A lot of people are in church. We keep doing, receive it. We keep catch it. They keep receiving. They keep catching. But their lives are the same. Because they are just suffering from the fruit of their dishonor. Fruit of their dishonor. It's pathetic. There are people I see today. When I look at them, I'm like, Charlie. I remember this is the last Sunday I was telling a certain lady that this is the reason why I came chasing you to come to church. I was telling the lady that do you remember when you were not pregnant? Do you remember the way I was chasing you? God, the day I was evangelizing, I passed by you. I saw you, this sleek, beautiful girl. Hey! And I said, evangelist, talk to this lady. And I go back. And I came to you and I spoke the word of God to you. That listen, if you don't serve God, the way you look beautiful, they will use you for chopsticks. When they are done using you for chopsticks, your life will be miserable. I'm warning you. I told them, they didn't listen. They didn't listen. On Sunday, I saw one of them crying. I said, what is the problem? Hey, the man. Hey, the man. Oh. Let's pray. Whether you like it or not, you are in it. Now you are born one. Very soon you'll be born two.
And now that you see that now it is now that the person wants to serve God. Oh. It's now that the person is in church, the person is singing, the person is jumping, the person is doing a lot to impress God. But Charlie, remember your creator. In the days of your youth, not now that you are born 2, born 3, born 4. It's now that I come to give God the leftover. When I passed by you and you were looking sleek and beautiful, and I told you the word of God, you didn't listen. You rubbished it. But she didn't know that I was a pastor. She didn't know. Because me, I'm a young guy. You know me, I'm a young guy. So I've got my swag, you know. So I went to speak the word of God with her. And after I spoke, she realized that it's the word of God I'm coming to speak. She rubbished me. But I say, now she's serving God, oh, but I ain't almost too late. Now you have to manage a foolish boy as a husband. You didn't choose your head well. Your head is now crazy. When people were selecting head, you went to pick a crazy head that you put on your neck. That's why your life is becoming crazy. You don't know your husband is your head. Yeah, those of you who are choosing tattoo crazy people, you are choosing a crazy head for yourself. A guy who drinks, a guy who smokes. When susu ye warin. And when we say it, you said, oh, pastor, but you know, I love him. I love him, pastor, and he loves me. In fact, pastor, he says he will join the church. He says he will join the choir. Oh, pastor, understand. Pastor, understand. Says that when you are in crisis, that I, the Lord, will not hear you. So you will cry, and I will not answer. Because you chose not to accept knowledge. Tell somebody, don't wait for the situation to be too late. Come on, advise somebody by you. Don't wait, my dear. Don't wait for the situation. Sit down with me. Sit down. Don't wait for the situation to be too late. Save yourself now. Say, save yourself. Save yourself now. Some of my young men, I'm only concerned about your future. That is why I seem to be talking plenty about your choices. I'm only concerned about who you are going to make the mother of your children. How do you choose, a foolish girl as the mother of your children? How do you do that? If you have erection, so you want to determine your direction, but your children are begging you, your children, they are begging you, they are begging you. You are choosing hot girl. Your children are crying for a mother. Oh, a mother. A mother who will love them. A mother who can take care of them. A mother who can cook for them. A mother who can do their homework for them when you are not around. A mother who can counsel them. A mother who can pamper them and help them to grow. A mother who can advise them. And you are looking at hotness. You are looking at hips, breasts. You are crazy. Say wisdom. I want to save your life. I want to save you from the adulterous woman. I want to save you from the adulterer, the man who is a womanizer. I want to save you from that man. And you see, it only comes by. You see, so don't wait. It's today that one lady came here. We were not even here, over there. And then the lady came. When we tried to evangelize to her, she was like an antelope, hopping from one point to another, dodging us. When she sees we are coming back, pa, then she dodges. When she sees we are coming back, pa, then she will tell him, I'm over to catch him and say, me near her. Then she will dodge. She thought she was doing rescue. She was doing us. The next time I saw her, she was in church. There is something that will make your workings change. There's something. That thing is coming. Then when she came, then, pastor, pray for me. I said, it is well. This is what I wanted to save you, beautiful girl. This is what I wanted to save you. But you, let's do the damage control. So I started praying. Then she went to go and give birth. Can you imagine? When the guy never gave her a dime to eat. She suffered. She suffered. And when she went to give birth, they had to put the baby in test tube. Premature baby. Put the baby in test tube. She came looking for money. They've seized the baby because she has paid nothing. And the guy has run away to their hometown. And she was left in the situation alone. And the person came crying. I said, there are some of you beautiful girls. You are here. As I'm speaking, you are in that first stage. You are in class one. You are also doing the same tactics. You are playing. I've given you several examples. You are doing the same thing. Playing tactics. Don't worry. Don't worry. When they finish with you, you will know the meaning of red, gold, green, blue, indigo, yellow. You will know the difference between color TV and black and white. Amen. Say honor. Sit down, my dear. If you don't learn how to honor your pastor or your father or your advisors at home, your parents, you disrespect them, you attract a curse. But if you learn to honor them, you attract a blessing. Like what we saw last time. We read a story about Rachel and Laban, how Rachel was cursed and she became a barren woman. And she has to suffer for a child. We read about how Noah and his sons, Noah woke up and cursed his son, who's out of which Africa came, and everybody from that guy to Africa, they are all suffering. We read severally. Number two, blessings or dangers of dishonor. Aside the fact that you receive a curse or a blessing, aside the fact, say we muadia uswanumi, say ubuadia unya blessing. Aside that fact, number two. Honoring and dishonoring of elders determines how long you will live on the earth. Like I told you, today I've just showed you. It determines how long. He says so that your days may be long on this earth. Ephesians 6:3. That it may be what we did, how you may live long on the earth. Everybody say live long. Say live long. So that you will live long on the earth. And that's what I proved to you from Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1. He says that listen to my advice. Listen to my law. Let it not depart from your ears. For longevity. He said long life. Peace. Well-being. He said, my son, don't forget my teachings. But let your heart keep my commandment. Don't forget it. Do you know why he said don't forget it? Hello, do you know why he said don't forget it? When you are traveling and you tell someone that don't put on the television, it means you know the person has a tendency of putting on the television. True or not true? Yeah. You only tell somebody don't go here when you know he will be going there. So for him to say that, do not forget my teachings, it means that young man, young woman, you will encounter certain things in life that will make you forget. You can meet certain people that will try to make you forget that you have been warned against them. You can meet certain situations that will make you forget what your pastor said about this, what your pastor said about that, what your father said about this, what your mother said about that. And so he's advising you before those things come, that when that nice guy appear, when that nice lady appear, when those bad friends come your way, when those bad opportunities come your way, remember, don't forget my advice. Don't forget my teachings. If you forget my teachings, you will come back and pay for it. But don't forget my teachings. For length of days, everybody say length of days. That means if you want to live long, length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to you. Amen. That is what honoring a father or honoring a mother, listening to their voice, that is what it will profit you. Length of days. I pray that may you cross the 100 mark. Oh, you didn't say an amen at all. I just pray for you that the Lord will help you to cross the 100 limit in a full strength. You will not be carried up and down when you are 100. You will walk. I went to Odan recently for driver's license, and I was shocked to see a man who was almost 90 years old man, who was teaching road signs. Strong teaching road signs. I'm like, wow. So you can be old and very strong. He was not wearing glasses, so his eyes were clear. His eyes clear. He was not wearing glasses. I pray for some people here under the sound of my voice that God will cause you to be strong in your old age. I said in your old age you will be strong. You will have good health in your old age. Your organs will function in your old age. They will function like a baby's organs in their old age. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Take back your seat. Amen. for long life. Said dishonor brings premature death, whereas honor attracts longevity of life on earth. When you read Deuteronomy 21:18, it says, if a man has a stubborn and a rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them. In other words, if you have a son who is very stubborn, will not listen to your advice. Verse 19, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him. In other words, cut him and bring him out to the elders of the city, to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this son of ours is a stubborn and rebellious son. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Verse 21, then all the men of his city shall stone him to death. You see, this one is in the Bible. Right from the Old Testament, it says that if you have a stubborn son, give him for the demons. Just release him. Just release him for three demons. Just speak to the north, the south, the east, that I release you for three demons to discipline you for 2 weeks. It's also in the Bible. Is that let their parents bring him to the elders. And when the parents bring him to the elders, let them stone him to death. That means cut short his life. Cut short his life. Is it not serious? Why? Because it's a rebellious child. A rebel doesn't respect. Amen. Matthew 15, verse 4. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. The New Testament has repeated it, that God commanded that honor your mother and your father, and he who doesn't honor his mother and father. See? So we are in the New Testament. God himself will not kill you. But he will, when you break the scripture, Bible says when you break the wall, a serpent will bite. The devil knows scriptures. So when you break your covering, you break your protection by dishonoring your pastor, dishonoring your father, mother at home, dishonoring elders, you are giving the devil the right to afflict you. That is why demons can rush into your life and your end will be mournful. I pray that you will not get there. I said, I pray you will not get there, my dear. Don't break it. Said, and God is punishing me. God doesn't have time for you. The devils are dealing with you. They are dealing with you because you are breaking the scripture. You're giving them a chance to afflict you, but you are coming out in Jesus' name. Number three, either blessing or dangers that follows respect or honor and dishonor. Your success in life is determined by honoring and dishonoring your parents. Your success in life is determined by honoring and dishonoring. Whether you be a successful man or you be a successful woman, whether you be a successful boy or a successful girl, it is determined by honoring and dishonoring. Ephesians 6 verse 3, the same key scripture. It said that it may be well with thee. That it may be well with thee. If you want to succeed, the Greek word is yodo. Yodo means to succeed, to prosper. If you want to be a successful person, hear me. It doesn't come by anointing oil. I said it doesn't come by what? It doesn't come by green, blue, yellow oil. It doesn't come by miracle water. It doesn't come by Florida water. It doesn't come by Eburemunso. Else, all those people there will be very, very, very successful. It comes by knowing the truth. He said that, and you shall honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. May it be well with you. I said, may it be well with you. It comes by honoring. Say, honoring. If you can honor my words, it will be well with you. There are people, I give them counsel. Told them, do this, do that. Go here, go there. There were people I called. I said, listen, come. I think this girl will be good for you. What do you think?
Oh, daddy. I mean, I like short. Me, I like tall. Me, I like fante. Me, I like fra. Me, I don't like this. Me, I don't like that. There are people I can say, no. You see, he's English. Yeah.
I said, listen, come here. This guy can help you. And I called the other, I said, you, this person can help you.
I think he will be a good husband. What do you think? Those who listen to me, as I'm talking to you now, some of them are preparing to marry. Yes. Yes. Some of them are in counseling. People who didn't know, they didn't even feel anything for each other. I just called this one, called this one. I said, come, the two of you, when I watch you closely, I think this guy is a good guy. You can fit. I called the lady, I said, this guy, try to be friends and let's see what happens. Then I just fixed them to go for evangelism together. They started going to preach. Started preaching. Today as I'm talking to you, they are in marriage counseling. I'm counseling them. They'll be married very soon. I'm talking. And there are other people. When I told them that, come, this is so, this brado, what do you think?
Nah, daddy, me, I don't like it.
Who do you like?
I like that boy.
I said, do you like that guy? Why?
Daddy, I don't know. I'm just in love with him. He's the one I like.
I said, listen, this guy is not a serious guy. You use yourself to, you know, he's not stable. He's not serious. This guy is not correct. This guy, are you sure that this is the guy you like? This guy doesn't know his left and right. Oh, are you sure?
He said, oh, daddy, me, I think I like him. Is he not that I like?
I said, yo. Then I brought them and said, you love him?
Yes.
You love it?
Yes.
So, okay. So, what we are going to do is that let's start the relationship and see. As I'm talking to you now, most of those people I said no and they said yes, they have all started breaking up one by one. Listen, say the advice of a father. One by one, breaking up. One by one. it's like a roll call. As if I knew. And I was saying it, they didn't listen. I was saying it, they didn't listen. I was saying it, they didn't listen. But you see, it hurt me that as a father, my children will not listen to me. And you see, And you go and hit and you come back and it becomes my burden because I want every child to be married. I want all my children to be married. So still I can't still give up on you. I still have to look for a way to still fix you. But you see, if you are listening to me, and some of them, they are still repeating it. I'm still advising them. They are still not taking. They have not learned the first lesson. They are in stage two. They've made the first mistake. They have come back. I'm still telling them, go back here. They are still saying no. Yo, you thought you knew how to choose and you failed. And you have come back and I'm still choosing for you. You will not allow it. Listen, those days when our parents were fixing marriages for us, how many divorces were in town? Today, when we do boyfriend and girlfriend, I want to know whether we are compatible. Fool. I want to know whether today that you speak big grammar. Today that you are speaking big grammar. Today that you are bilabedozing. Those days they didn't know bilabedozing. Oh, true or not true? Those days as a woman, Udiani say, oh coach Adina Uba. Ubaba I say, Akosia bra. Unim Eja so so and so bano. O papa baha. Omukransa. Or see ni back kwame see ni nije uho. Adena ubeka. Mete woman. Watiana you papa. They married for 80 years. They married for 60 years. They married for 50 years. We didn't hear divorce. But today.
Hello, where are you? I'm at home. What are you? I'm watching telly. Meet me outside.
Today, the one that we beloved those, the one that let's meet on the street, the one that Oblitiago Square, the one that we go for a walk, let's go for a walk, the one that we meet at West Hills and we chat and we WhatsApp and we do all the underground work. You see, do you know him well? Oh yes, mommy, I know him. I know him very well. In fact, he was my classmate.
I knew people who beloved those for 9 years. They stayed in the same room, fornication for 9 years. Rich people, it's like they were just enjoying the fornication. 9 years, rich people, guy, lady, 9 years. After they married for 2 years and they divorced. 9 years, they didn't separate. The devil is a bad devil. You think that the devil is smart? Ask for fornication. I don't know if I know. Fornication be a hell, they said for you. But the day you marry, that is when all the foolish things you used to do when you were beloved, at a better safe remaining. So then you now face the. So if you get the wrong person, only need chimp and the edo, ede. Now that over castle open our rear, that's the day you see. Tell somebody that when daddy advises you, take it. Come on, say it all to the person. Some people are coming. When daddy? When daddy advises you, take it. Telling you that this person will help you. Oh, founder. Very soon, some of you may come to me and say, daddy, I'm 30. Daddy, pray for me. Because they say, we are Madam Special. Obiaba, no level. Obiaba, no level. Obiaba, no level. Yo. Say honor. Honor. If you want to be successful. Yeah. To be successful. Be successful. Even when I say it, some of you think that I'm joking. It's practical. Sometimes it hurts me. It's practical. Some of the relationship, when I see it's going nowhere, I have to just break it to myself. Say, hey, stop that nonsense. Because it won't work. Why? Listen to my voice. Before you hit, listen to my voice. Because you are in love with me, I'm not in love. Me near tea. You are blind. They say love is blind. You are blind. Me, my eyes are kolo kolo. They are showing. So for me, if the person is fake, I will see. If the person is not fake, I will see. And spiritually too, I can discern. If the person will worry you next 10 years, you will not know. I can pray and I will know. So when I tell you that this is a possible, go this direction. What? What? Me can't say ya. You see, there were some people who decided to be lavados. I looked at them and said, you, it won't work. I told them blunt, point blank. I said, it won't work. I said, you, it won't work. It won't work. They said, oh, daddy, it will work. We have decided. I said, yo, hey, it won't work. The difference is too big. It won't work. As if I was joking. Today, it didn't work. I'm telling you, it didn't work. I'm telling you that it won't work. Me, I'm telling you. Listen to my voice. There are some of you, when I talk, you don't listen. You listen to your house advices, listen, all those kind of things. That kind of nonsense, that is what you live. And me, I'm telling you that, ladies, this gentleman is a wonderful gentleman. Go this direction. You are not minding me. It is here now I am. I'm still watching you. Watching for the day you come for anointing oil. Amen. Sit down. Say success. If you want to be successful, just go. Go the direction of your father. What your father advises you, that is, go here. Just go there. Go there. There was a woman who wanted to go and do business. She was gathering money. Every day she was worrying me. Daddy, pray. I said, no, listen, don't use your money. Don't go and do business. Because I sense in my spirit that God will use you to do food and people will buy power. She went. She was very sad. She came another day. I gave that same problem. I said, listen, go and sell food. He said, no, me person me call kwanso. I said, listen, go and sell food. Today, she started in a small ghetto. The last time I went there, Wadine's shop with Beam. And now she said, even somebody went to follow up on her. She told the person, said,
That pastor catches me say me ni ejani me bufu pa but me here here no. Tell you, some of you, I look at you quietly, I say, go to school. Then you are telling me that, oh no, the school fee, I say, go to school. There are people who never knew they could go to school until I advise them go to school. And when they obey, today, they are in school. Some are about completing, some are still doing. It's going well. There are people, I look at them, I say, go and learn a trade. Don't go to school, go and learn. I know why. I know why I say, go and learn a trade. There's one daughter of mine, about 4 years ago, or so, I told her, go and learn a trade. Ah, daddy, me, I don't like trade. Said, me, I like selling. I like business. I like business. I don't like trade. I said, listen, those things, it's not every day that you have something to be doing. Anything can happen. So try and then learn a trade. When you learn a trade, it will be with you. They said, no. This particular daughter has suffered a lot of work here, stop, work here, stop, work here. Sometimes a long time she doesn't get a job. And she's there, and I sit down and I remember. And I said, this is the person I told, learn a trade. Learn a trade. I know why I said learn a trade. Because I saw the thing. And I'm telling you, learn a trade. But the person didn't listen. The person is still hopping from one job to another. For how long? How long? How long will you hop? Me, I preach practicals. Say practicals. I don't preach theory. Everything I'm telling you, it is either it will happen to you if you don't listen, or it will happen to someone. They are real things. Say wisdom. Listen to the voice and be successful. Says that, and you shall be successful. Anytime you dishonor a father's voice, the demon of failure is released into your life, and it makes sure that you fail. In Genesis chapter 47, verse 3, the Bible says, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and excellency of power. He said that, Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are supposed to take the inheritance, the Abrahamic blessing. Reuben, you are supposed to carry. You are supposed to carry because you are my firstborn. That's Reuben. You are my firstborn. But he continued. He said, but unstable as water, you shall not excel. Because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. You went up to my couch. In other words, you dishonored me by sleeping with my wives. That's what Reuben did to his father, the old man. And you see, even though the old man went to marry small girls of his son's age, but when his son went to sleep with one of the small girls, the old man cursed him. He said, you Reuben, you are supposed to be the one to carry the Abrahamic blessing. But because you have dishonored me, back of family, my girlfriend. Some of you chase the same girlfriend with your father. You are saying, hey, as if I don't know. Some of you chase the same, because the one your father is chasing is your age. So by the time your father says, tell him, oh, tell him, hey. Hey. You are your being your father's girl. And listen, even though your father is doing the wrong thing, when he curses you, it will happen. Jacob was doing the wrong thing. And Reuben said, Charlie, you can be old man. If it's me, I'll be fresh man. I'll be young man. Let me handle her. You can't handle her. And he went to handle the ladies. Afterwards, the father cursed him. And because of that, the blessing of Abraham moved. Instead of from Jacob to Reuben, it moved all the way to Joseph, the youngest. And instead of the kingship coming upon Reuben, it moved all the way to Judah. Why do you want to lose your blessings by dishonoring fathers? By saying bad things about fathers? By criticizing fathers? By disobeying the counsel of your father? It's a dangerous thing. How many of you can see dishonoring a father is a dangerous thing? It's a very, very dangerous thing. Because the end is never good. I'm telling you. The end is never good. To dishonor a father, the end is never good. Listen to me. Let me advise you. Even if your father is not born again, and your father advises you. The Bible says that honor your father in the Lord, or obey your father and your mother in the Lord. Honor your parents in the Lord. That means that within the context of the Bible. Amen. So when they say kill someone, it's out of the Bible, isn't it? It's out of the context of the Bible. So you are not under obligation to obey that one. But anything they say that is not biblically wrong, watch it. Even though they may be drunkards, watch it. Even though she may be prostituting, watch it. Don't insult your mother. Leave her. Don't talk against her. Against her because of her boyfriend that came to visit. Be very careful. Because you are under obligation to obey whatever she says as long as it's within the context of scriptures. If it's not against scriptures. So if maybe your father is saying that, oh, join Buddhism. It's out of the context of scriptures. But you have no right to insult him. You have no right to exchange words with him. You have no right to rebel. Just try to explain yourself and cool, because that one is out of the Lord. So humbly go to church and not go to the Buddhism. But don't ever have an exchange with him because you think that No. Don't say anything that will make the old man curse you. Because God respects the words of fathers. Amen. Oh, amen. Say, God respects the words of fathers. Number four, you will lose your birthright and your place of honor. If you don't learn to honor a father or your mother or your pastor, these three, especially these three group of people, they are the fathers and mothers over your life. If you don't learn to honor fathers, you will lose your birthright. It happened practically in the Bible. Absalom was a very handsome guy. Some of you think you are very beautiful. Let me tell you, go and look for your mother's old pictures. You'll see that she was more prettier than you are. You see, everything I'm doing, I am talking to you. You here, I'm talking to you. Those people, they are finished with theirs, but you are next. Whether next 40 years, your children will be weeping because of the kind of mother you gave them or the kind of father you gave them, the honor lies on you. Today you have the choice to choose. Choose your head wisely. Tell every lady, choose your head well. By you are going to shop. Different heads are on the table. Why are you going to choose the crazy one? Don't you know that you, the woman, the man is your head? And you are choosing a man who doesn't know his left from his right. You are choosing a man who all he does is drinking with friends, roaming from one spot to another spot with his kneecap down. That should tell you there's something wrong in his head. So you are going to take a crazy head on top of your beautiful body. I'm sorry for you. Next 40 years, you will understand what I'm saying. Next 20 years, you will know what I'm saying. Go ahead and choose. And you, the young man, today, you are choosing breastologists. You are choosing hypnosis. Hey! But what you don't know is that you are on a counter. You are just in front of a counter. You are choosing a mother for your children. You see that you're not thinking about that? I'm not thinking about the physics. How the person looks. But what you are failing to know is that you are choosing a mother. A mother. This girl that when she becomes angry, she talks to you by heart. She talks to you anyhow on the phone. She's the mother you are selecting for your children. This girl who doesn't respect her own parents is the mother you are choosing for your children. This lazy girl who all she knows is to sleep from morning to noon, wake up and be looking into a mirror and decorating her face, painting uselessly. This is the girl you want to make the mother of your children. Go humble. Gentlemen, go humble. Because all your money will go to cosmetics. She will never work and support you. Never. I'm telling you. If you like get her pregnant, one, she has arrived. You will see.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Don't lose your birthright. Tell someone, don't lose your birthright. Don't lose your place. Absalom was a handsome guy, and he dishonored his father David. And the Bible says that he died. Absalom died. The same beautiful thing, but he lost. He lost. That same hair killed him. Listen to me. Now, the last thing you have to understand is that when you dishonor your parents, you also have dishonoring children. That one, you can choose to say amen or not. The Bible says that whatever a man sows, that will he what? Reap. So as you are insulting your mother today, remember that your children are going to do the same to you. As you are insulting your father today because he's a drunkard, you also harvest the same thing. Whatever you do to adults or you do to people, when you grow, people are going to do to you. You will harvest dishonorable children, dishonoring children who don't respect, according to Galatians 6 verse 7, if you don't learn to honor your own fathers. Hallelujah. As you are leaving this place tonight, you are living as a changed person. The next time I meet you, I'm going to teach you how to honor fathers. I'll teach you step by step for you to know some of the things you have been doing. You don't even know that they are honor and dishonor. But from tonight, after we meet again, I'm going to teach you. I am going to make sure that none of the rescue agents will grow to be a non-entity in the society. I will make sure by the power of the Holy Spirit that everybody will arrive safely in the future. When we meet in the future, we'll give ourselves high five. We'll say congratulations. We all obeyed our father. We obeyed the teachings of the man of God. We have arrived safely. We have arrived well. We didn't miss our way. We'll give ourselves congratulations. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.